The DNR and Milwaukee-based WE Energies have signed a deal that would cut emissions of sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxide, and mercury by between 45% and 65% over the next decade. The reductions could come from the company's overall system of plants in eastern and northern Wisconsin. Environmentalists have been pushing for a much larger mercury reduction as part of a new DNR rule now being drafted. But DNR Secretary Daryl Bazell says a 50% pledge on mercury is a good start.
I feel pretty good that right now we're able to achieve a 50% reduction with the state's largest utility, and certainly as we move forward to finalize that rule, we'll certainly keep this agreement in mind. And again, what's going to drive ultimately that goal that we have in that permit rule is what technology is able to achieve.
The DNR deal with WE Energies also does not go as far in emission cuts as is recommended in President Bush's so-called Clear Skies initiative. But Secretary Bazell says the state plan would not supersede federal law. WE Energies says the timing of the agreement has nothing to do with a plan now before the PSC that would boost power production at company plants in Port Washington and Oak Creek. But Mark Luz of Environmental Decade says under the WE Energies expansion proposal, pollution at Oak Creek could get worse.
The air in southeastern Wisconsin is dirty, and we need to be making pollution cuts at every single WE Energies power plant.
Luz and other environmentalists also say the emissions reduction plan does not address the pollutant carbon or firm up the closing of any of WE Energies' older and dirtier plants. The deal also does not spell out any penalties if the company fails to meet its goals. But DNR staff say there'll be regular reviews of the utility's progress, and the firm won't be allowed to break existing air laws. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.